We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hands off to Jonathan Taylor. Hughes hole. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 10, 5. Touchdown. Jonathan Taylor made a man miss the line of scrimmage and then runs it into Painter in a one-handed INT. Are you kidding me? Kenny Moore.
What a play by Nyheim Hines.
Horseshoe is back, baby. The horseshoe is back.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to Bring the Juice, all your Colts needs. You can find here on the channel, and also if you're listening on podcast, if you're listening in audio, welcome, guys, to the channel. Guys, training camp week one is officially in the books. The Colts obviously have Sunday off today when we are recording, so we thought we'd get our kind of thoughts here on some of the surprises from week one of camp, Derek. I know there's a lot of guys that we're going to talk about here, and it's going to be really interesting. And it could be surprises that are good surprises and also not so good surprises. So, Derek, what's a surprise for you that you've really had so far that, you know, basically you've heard about from different reporters and people like that that has kind of shocked you a little bit?
Well, I can certainly tell you one of the few things that I've seen from a bad surprise for the issue of doing that. We'll just kind of get the bad stuff out of the way first, I guess. But I guess I can say just how bad the left tackles have been. You know, so far the left tackles, from what I've heard from reporters and things of that nature. Now, I'm going to go quick disclaimer here. Holden has not been terrible, but there was one practice where he did get manhandled a couple times. So now, granted, pads aren't on yet. So, you know, offensive linemen, when they don't have pads, a lot of times that can, you know, basically give the defensive lineman a little bit of edge. But let's just be honest, because defensive linemen can afford to be a little bit more aggressive when there's no pads on. So I get that. But, you know, Julian Davenport's been out the whole week due to the COVID list. So Sam Tevi and Will Holden have been getting the majority of the left tackle snaps here. And, you know, Will Holden had a practice where he was getting manhandled by Kamoko Ture a few times. And Sam Tevi apparently all week has just not been able to stop Quiddy Pay. Like, Quiddy Pay has been owning him all week. Not sure if that necessarily says something about Quiddy Pay or if that says more about Sam Tevi, but nonetheless, you know, the left tackle spot right now, you know, it's really starting to get me a little nervous that some of these guys are going to, again, once we see full pads on, I'll start making more assumptions about it next week when I start to see, you know, the guys with full pads and start to see whether or not their technique gets better, whether they're being more aggressive or not. But not a great week for the left tackles to start out.
I will say Sam Tevi yesterday, like, for all the people who are kind of crappy on him, I feel like there's people, for certain players, that people just pile on, like, them, even the media a little bit piles on some players when it's really not as bad as everybody thinks it is. Now, I don't think Tevi had a good week, but I will say it wasn't like Kamoko, or it wasn't like Quiddy Pay was just absolutely destroying him every time. No, they did some one-on-ones, and he was holding his own for a couple times. So it's not like he was completely outright terrible. And the same with Will Holden, you know. I thought both of these guys had okay weeks, but not great weeks. And I guess we can transition to the defensive ends and defensive linemen, because it seems like it was a really, really good week for a lot of these guys. I mean, we can talk about Kwity Paye. We can talk about Kamoko Ture, Tyquan Lewis, Ben Banigou has been really coming on. So there's a lot of these guys, Derek, that have really had strong training camps to start, which is great to see.
Yeah, and I've been really great to hear the news of Tyquan Lewis still getting better and better. I've been saying it all offseason that I really wanted to see him continue the momentum that he had from last training camp. You know, last training camp was able to do all these things, even with the COVID protocols and everything in place, keeping everybody away for so long.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Thing to see with, you know, less restrictions this offseason and more chances to, you know, be able to be with teammates and stuff. I wanted to see how he was going to do this offseason. And again, like I said, once pads go on, it might be a completely different story. We'll just have to continue to see that. But they did say his bend and his ability to flex on defender or on pass blockers was really good this last week, looked really fast. You know, I'm really excited to see that. And also for Ben Banigou, you know, it's good to see Ben Banigou showing off that athleticism a little bit that we knew of when he got drafted. And it's good to see him, you know, finally showing up and having a good training camp so far.
Yeah. And that was a position that we were like, we're still a little bit nervous because you just don't know if you're going to have a consistent guy on the edge right now. I mean, that's probably, if you look at the defense, probably the biggest question mark we have right now is just, okay, who's going to be that dominant edge rusher, right? Who's going to be the guy that steps up? There's a lot of talent that you invested in defensive end, but none of these guys have been consistent. Now, obviously, Kwity Paye's a rookie, so we haven't seen him yet in full action, but the other former second-round picks haven't really done a ton up to this point to be considered second-round worthy. Up to this point, obviously, they've shown some stuff so far. Hopefully, they continue to build off of that. But nonetheless, it's great to see from them. Also, I think staying with the defense, I've been really, really impressed, Derek, with Bobby Okereke and EJ Speed, primarily Bobby Okereke, because he has been everywhere around the ball, man. And that has been something that I think there was a knock on a Bobby Okereke type of player. It was, man, I would love to see him around the ball more. I would love to see him force more turnovers, right? I would love to see him get a few more interceptions. And he's done that the first week of camp. He's been everywhere. He seems like every time there's an interception, Bobby Okereke's the one getting it, right? So, Derek, we knew and we talked about, man, with losing Anthony Walker, Bobby Okereke, you have to step up even more this year, right? Darius Leonard obviously does, but Bobby Okereke, too, has to really justify the Colts letting Walker go by really stepping it up in year number three, because we talked about it. You know, we felt like he was going to take a Corey Willis type of leap like Willis did last year, and it just didn't happen. Like, he wasn't bad, but I felt like Corey Willis just took it to the next level, where Bobby Okereke probably did a little bit, but it wasn't the leap that we were expecting, right? So now year three, we know he's so talented. I mean, Pat McAfee called him a future Hall of Famer for a reason, right? I mean, he's a talented player, and so it's great to see him right now just really dominating, especially with Darius Leonard out with that injury. So great to see from Bobby Okereke. EJ Speed, I mean, he's just everywhere around the ball too. We kind of knew that was kind of his game because he's very much a fast linebacker, and he's very much in that Darius Leonard type of mold, even probably more physically gifted than Darius Leonard, is crazy to say that, but he is. He's just insane, and so it's great to see him have a really strong camp. What are your thoughts, I guess, on these linebackers, both these guys, Okereke and EJ Speed?
Yeah, I mean, Okereke, I mean, what, three interceptions this week off of the quarterbacks? I mean, it's very impressive. You know, only had one interception last year, and that was against the Browns. It's one of those things that we were hoping for that for Bobby Okereke, right? Because we knew he had the coverage ability when he was drafted. And in the first year, we saw him being able to be that coverage guy. And that's what everybody was saying, was when Anthony Walker comes off the field, Bobby Okereke was going to be that guy. He's the guy you could put in coverage. And sure enough, I mean, it seems like he was doing a lot better this week, you know, with, I mean, obviously had Eason throwing a lot of the balls, so a couple of them might have been influenced, but nevertheless was still in the right place at the right time a couple different times. And that's great to see from Bobby Okereke. Great to see him in pass coverage doing a lot more of that. EJ Speed also had an interception, was making things work this week as well. You know, you said it is just as physically gifted, probably more physically gifted than Darius, because he's quite a bit bigger when you look at him from a size comparison standpoint. I mean, he is about 2 to 3 inches taller and about 20 pounds heavier too, and can run the same way as Darius. So, I mean, you know, again, I'm really hoping for an EJ Speed and things like that, getting interceptions, making a few plays here and there will really help him stand out in training camp. So hopefully he can continue with that. I mean, Zaire Franklin, from what I heard, had a couple of good pass deflections as well this week in practice. So overall, linebackers look like in coverage, they were doing very well.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And that's a great thing to see as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been great to see these linebackers continue to excel. And it's kind of weird. You're like, oh yeah, Darius Leonard wasn't even out there and they were still dominating, which is great for these guys because there was a lot of unknown outside of Okereke and Leonard. And so it's great to see some of these guys. Obviously, you never want an injury to happen, but I feel like at linebacker, you really needed to see what some of these guys had. You needed to get them more run, especially EJ Speed, and see what he had. So I think another position that we can kind of talk about, Derek, is the tight end position. Now, a lot of people don't talk about this position a whole lot, but I feel like all three of the tight ends have had fantastic camps so far. Jack Doyle, everybody likes to just crap on Jack Doyle and say what he can't do, but what he can do for this team is invaluable. I mean, he can pass, he can catch, he can block, he can do just about everything. Mo Alie-Cox also has just been fantastic. And Kylan Granson, he had his first touchdown yesterday as well, and that was great to see for Granson. He's just such a vertical tight end that the Colts have been lacking in their offense. And it's great to see with all their different skill sets, these tight ends kind of dominating to start camp.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know you and I said we were going to do a video here soon on stock rising for a couple different players. And, you know, from everything I've heard from Kylan Granson, Granson's been owning training camp so far this week. I mean, he has the most receptions of anybody in the offense so far to start out the 11-on-11 sessions this week. I mean, he's been catching everything, not having any issues. I know Mo Alie-Cox and Jack Doyle had a rough first day. You know, both had a couple of drops there, and Granson had to pick up the slack. But yeah, Mo Alie-Cox had a couple of red zone touchdowns over the last few days. And Granson had one too. I mean, Granson really has been turning a lot of eyes, and I'm super excited to see it too, because you know me, you know I've been saying all offseason about this guy, wanting to see just how impactful he can be. And it's great to see, you know, and it's good to see the Colts getting Mo Alie-Cox involved in the red zone, what we've been saying he should be. So, you know, it sounds like everything's falling into place the way that it should be. Very excited to see what this tight end group is going to continue to do.
Yeah, I don't have any other positions that were of note that were really that much of a surprise. Some people might say Jacob Eason, how poor, quote unquote, he's played so far in the 11-on-11s. But honestly, Derek, I'm not really like that surprised, because essentially he's still a rookie, right? He's still figuring out this offense. He had no preseason action last year. he's still pretty fresh into this. And this is his first time really playing against the number ones, right? So I feel like it's just going to take time with him to shake off some rust. Like, for all the people I speak about piling on, for all the people who've been piling on Jacob Eason, I feel like he's been just fine, honestly. I feel like the things that I look for are just the touch and the accuracy. Those aren't in question. I think more of the accuracy is on the run with Jacob Eason, which is nothing new. It was something that he struggled with in college. And I think he's just going to take time and he's going to get better. I think that's what the point of training camp. This is only week one. He wasn't expecting to be the starter in training camp at all. So this is still pretty fresh for him too. But I think it's going to be really good for his development just to go against, you know, a defense that by all means what should be a top 10 defense this year. And it's good for him to kind of get that action, get that run. So not really that surprising that the defense has dominated camp because they are a very talented group against a quarterback that's really never seen NFL action. So I'm not really shocked by that.
Yeah, I'm not really shocked about it either. You know, I did create a video the other day about whether or not to have trust in Jacob Eason. And obviously, like you said, no preseason last year. So this guy, all of this is new, even though he's been in this system now for almost two years now. I mean, he's got, you know, almost virtually nothing to show for it because he's never had the time. But now this is the situation where Jacob Eason can thrive, show that he can do something. Because like you said, Carson Wentz is most likely going to miss the entirety of the preseason. He's going to have time to now run with the first team offense and defense. He's now going to be able to have preseason games where he's going to get some action early on. He's going to get that attention now that he wasn't getting last year and the recognition and the experience ahead of time to learn. So if worst case scenario does happen where Wentz maybe has to miss a few weeks of the season, then Eason might be a little bit more prepared and going into the season won't do as bad and would be able to lead the team to at least getting some wins. So, you know, this is the time for Jacob Eason. You know, stock goes up or down here at this point for Jacob Eason. This is his time. This is his moment. He needs to seize it.
And if there ever was a time, obviously you'd never want your starting quarterback to be injured. If there ever was a time for it to happen, it would be this early in training camp, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like he's getting injured the last preseason game, then Jacob Eason's being thrown into action. It's not like the Jacoby Brissett thing a couple years ago, right? It's not like that at all. Jacob Eason's going to have plenty of time. And Derek, the Carolina Panthers are coming to town in a couple weeks. So he's not just going to play against his team. He's going to have the chance to play against the Panthers defense and kind of really see what he can do against other defenses. So I'm really excited for Jacob Eason. I think this could be a really positive step in his development. But that'll do it for this one, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really appreciate all your support. If you're still here, be sure to smash that like button, subscribe, all that good stuff. We're going to have you guys covered. There's a lot of videos coming because the season is here. Cannot believe it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.